We are here at the Oregon Cannabis Caucus, National Cannabis Industry Association event, and Uncle Spliffy himself is here, Cliff Robinson. How you doing, Cliff?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Glad to have you here. And I was just talking with Bernadette about the move to get professional athletes and people involved in athletics to understand the medical aspects of cannabis. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing in that respect.
Well, we're really going to try to focus on the sports medicine side to really try to continue, you know, getting the education out there, because I think that's going to be the most important part as we continue to move forward to knock down the negative around cannabis, is really support the findings that we come up with, and really try to really create those findings and be out in front of those of those things, and you know, really try to validate what it is that we're talking about.
You know, we need to get this education out to the mainstream and to the management, the executives, the NBA, and these other sports leagues. The players themselves seem to get it, but do they get it from the perspective of, oh, weed's just not a big deal, or do they really understand the medical aspects?
Well, that's why we have to continue getting the information out there for them as well, because myself being new to the business, not new to cannabis, but new to the business side, now that all this information is out there, I'm a more educated cannabis consumer and user myself. So I think the more we can continue putting that information out there for them, and putting products out there that they're able to test, I think you know, that'll go a long way.
You know, as a former NBA player, I'm sure you've been hit up for lots of different business opportunities. A lot of people want to try to get your name and celebrity involved with something. As you get involved with this cannabis industry, what do you think of the people and the industry itself?
Well, I think it's wonderful because, like I said, all this information that has been, you know, behind closed doors in a black market, so to speak, is now out there available to have a more educated cannabis user and consumer. I think you know, it's wonderful. The wealth of knowledge that has been behind closed doors is now out there for everybody to kind of really take in. You know me, I'm learning stuff new every day. So I'm excited about being a part of the industry.
Now, I understand there's a special event going on tomorrow involving Blazers versus Nugs. How appropriate. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's an event over at the Blazers game. Josh Kincaid from Superchronics organized it. And, you know, it's really to continue, you know, doing positive things around cannabis as a whole. And, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of it, you know, especially there at the Motor Center. You know, the Blazers, you know, have opened up their doors to, you know, just, you know, being more educated as, you know, a business as well. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
I finally get a chance to ask you a non-marijuana question. Hypothetically, NBA Finals, 95-96 Bulls against this year's Warriors. What do you think? How does it go? Jordan versus Curry.
You know, I'm old school.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I think the Warriors have had tremendous success. You know, they're built for today's NBA. They do a great job at playing together, but I'm old school, so I would have to lean towards the Bulls.
I asked this of one person who said, depends on whether we're using the rules from the 90s or the rules from today.
Exactly. But if you use the rules for today, from today, imagine Michael Jordan in this kind of in this kind of system. He played great in a system where everybody's was hands-on. So
yeah.
Now if they couldn't touch him, imagine that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Dennis Rodman would be a little limited.
He would be a little limited, but, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player. Scottie Pippen's a Hall of Fame player. Michael Jordan's arguably the greatest of all time.
And,
so.
And the Warriors coach,
And Steve Kerr was a part of that team, who was a great shooter. So, you know, it's fun to think about that kind of stuff, but, you know, each era is different, so you got to give them all their propers and their respects, and just, you know, I don't compare them.
Right on. Cliff Robinson, the Uncle Spliffy line. Give people any contact or internet information they need to look that stuff up.
We'll be launching our website here soon at Uncle Spliffy, UncleSpliffy.com. You can reach us on Twitter at Uncle Spliffy. uncleSpliffy.uncleSpliffyInc, and also on Twitter, uncleSpliffyInc. But reach out. There's a lot of information out there, and we're like I said, excited to be a part of the industry.
All right, Cliff, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.